Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Every day, the Knoxville Township Rural Fire Department works all over Marion County to help save property and lives. This coming Saturday morning, they could use a little help from us. Let's go in depth with Dude Williams and Jeff Jones with the Knoxville Township Rural Fire Department. Dude, what's your position at the fire department?
I am a captain. I guess the official title would be safety officer.
With the Knoxville Rural Fire Department.
Yep.
And Jeff?
I'm the assistant chief of the Knoxville Rural Fire Department.
How long have you guys been fighting fires?
I've been on this department for probably 6 or 7 years, and I was on Columbia for probably 3 or 4 years prior to that.
So nearly 10 years of experience.
Yep. Yeah, for me it would be.
Dude?
I'm going on my 5th year right now.
5th year. So lots of fires, lots of calls in the nights.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, plenty of them.
Plenty of them. Grass fires, house fires, barn fires.
Yeah, you name her.
Car accidents.
Car accidents. Lots of car accidents.
More than we need.
Yeah, I mean, you cover a big stretch of the county out in the rural area, right? I mean, a lot of things that happen on 92, Highway 5, that area.
Yep.
And just all the gravel roads in between.
And all the gravel roads in between. Have you ever thought about adding up all the miles of roads?
I think somebody has done it, but I'm not sure what it is. I know it's one of the biggest territories in the area.
Yeah. It's got to be hundreds of miles.
It is.
And a lot of times you're needed, and a lot of times it's a little fender bender and not that big a deal.
Yep. It's always better to be safe than sorry, though.
And house fires. I know you've been at a number of house fires, number of barn fires over the years. You go to several a year?
Yeah, usually fires are in, of course, they range every year from, I would say, 30 to 50.
Yeah.
30 to 50.
Yeah, average. Most of our calls, though, we average about right around 100. I mean, give or take a few. That's with car wrecks, fires, everything.
Yeah. All right, so that's a lot. So you get a call on average every 3 days?
Well, it depends.
Seems like they come in threes. Usually we'll go for a stretch of 3 or 4 weeks and not have anything, and then all at once you got a dozen of them right in a row. Yeah. You just never know. Seems like in the spring and in the fall, it starts to dry out a little bit. That's when we get a lot of fires.
And I know one day I counted you guys went out at least 8 times one spring a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Is that right? Am I exaggerating?
No.
We've been known to come in on one call and be gone for 7-8 hours going to different places around the county or going to help other people's fire departments out.
Yeah, since we're centrally located, we get to go out on mutual aid with all the surrounding townships too.
So sometimes you'll help Knoxville, sometimes you'll help Pleasantville, Columbia, you help everybody.
Melcher, yep. Basically Melcher. Everybody all the way around us.
Which is the entire county.
More or less, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever get out of the county?
A couple years ago, we had to go up and help Monroe. But not too often does that happen.
In the last year, we had that car wreck on the north side of the mile long.
Yeah.
And then we've helped them in Painted Rocks a couple of times.
All right, and so you have to go out, you're responding all the time, and you have to have training, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not all responding to the call. You have to know what you're doing when you get there.
Yep.
So how much time do you spend training?
There's a mandatory, has to be documented 24 hours a year, minimum of 24 hours a year training. It all has to be documented by the training officer.
And some of that involves burning down houses or barns and learning how fire works to try to save lives.
That's the detailed part, and it runs all the way down to just operating a nozzle. I mean, it's all considered training.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Dude Williams and Jeff Jones with the Knoxville Township Rural Fire Department.
And those pumper trucks that push out the water, it looks pretty complicated on the side. You just can't walk up to it and
right,
do it
no,
right.
No,
no. We have with that in thought, we have a training on pumpers, so probably 2 times a year, yeah. Just going over our pumps to make sure everybody here knows how to run it.
And you forget if you don't do it often.
Oh, yeah. You need a refresher. Mm-hmm.
And so how many let's just give people a picture of the side of a pumper. How many dials, buttons, levers? There's, what, a dozen?
There's probably 10 or 12 levers. Then there's an electronic board for running pump pressure and idle speeds.
Okay, so you don't want to pull up to the fire and having forgot how to run the pumper.
It's not going to be good.
No.
No, and the person that owns the property isn't going to want that either.
No, they won't be very impressed.
Okay, and it's not just that, you've also got gear. You call that bunker gear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or what is bunker gear? We know firefighters wear a hat, we know you wear big coats and gloves and boots and stuff, but we don't know much more about that. Is it specialized stuff? Is it expensive? Is there something special we don't know about it?
Yeah, it has a fire-resistant coat on it, and then it has a water barrier coat. There's three layers, and the pants and coat, and then boots. Usually there's a steel plate on the shin, the toe, and then on the bottom of the boot where the sole is. And it runs pretty pricey.
$1,200 to $1,500 a set.
Yeah.
So for every fireman that's out there, they're geared up to $1,200 to $1,500.
Yep. And that's just kind of an average range. You can spend way more or way less than that.
But that's what you spend on average.
Yep.
But that's good for protection.
Yep. Yep. I wouldn't want to spend any less than that.
No.
Why not?
You just get cheaper fire ratings, I think, and I guess we've never really researched any of the cheaper stuff. We kind of go with the good stuff. It's not worth cutting cost, risking somebody's life.
And that's what you would be doing, sending somebody into a building. If somebody was in trouble inside, you'd be risking lives.
Yep.
And in fact, every time you go out there, I don't like saying it, but you're risking lives. People, firefighters, tow truck drivers, all kinds of people get hurt and killed on our highways responding to calls. Police officers, sheriff's deputies, emergency personnel of all kinds. It's dangerous every time you climb into that vehicle, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There's been several of them just here recently in the state.
Yeah.
If you're listening to the news, there's been that highway patrolman killed and Hannafin guys up on the interstate. The wreckers, and there was a firefighter, I think, over on the interstate, somewhere over by Omaha.
Yeah, yeah.
And you guys do this for nothing.
Correct.
You don't get paid.
Straight volunteer.
Strictly volunteer.
And there's probably some money out of your pockets, isn't there?
Yeah, for certain things. I mean, like flashlights. I mean, if you want a certain light and stuff like that.
So there's a little bit of money out of pocket.
Yeah.
Okay, so in other words, so you pay what? Couple $100 a year maybe out of your pocket,
probably.
And you wouldn't have to. It's just if you want the stuff, you can.
Yeah,
but you want it because you might need it.
Yeah.
And then there's your gas back and forth to
correct
the station.
Yep. We have a lot of guys that go direct and they use their own fuel. I mean, driving from one side of the county to the other side and all that, so
because they're out of position to get to the fire station right away, so they'll just meet you there.
Yep.
So they have their gear in their trunks, or bring it out to them?
Both. If they keep it here and they're out of the area, we can throw it in if they call and tell us they're headed that way. Otherwise, some of them do carry it with them.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Dude Williams and Jeff Jones with the Knoxville Township Rural Fire Department.
Why do you do it? Big city, everybody gets paid. Des Moines, firefighters get paid. Why do you do it here if there's no money in it for you?
Personally, I started out around 10 years ago down in Columbia. I guess it just sounded like something that would be kind of neat to do, and so I
put in an application and got voted on, and it was something that I really enjoyed doing, something you could help your community out, something that not a lot of people can or want to do.
Yeah.
And then I came on to the Knoxville Rural Fire Department here, and this department's busier than Columbia's was, and it's just something that's pretty rewarding, and not everybody likes to do it.
Yeah, pretty much the same thing, and it kind of sounds bad, but it's a thrill. I mean, you know, yeah, somebody's losing their property and stuff, and that's a downer, but it's an adrenaline rush. Kind of keeps you going about it, you know?
Well, and there's just something about knowing you're helping people.
Yeah.
That's part of that adrenaline rush, I bet.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be any rush if somebody said that there's a controlled burn out there and we're just burning something down. The fact that you're saving somebody's property and maybe somebody's life, that's where the...
Yeah, that's
the excitement.
That's where the adrenaline kicks in.
Yep.
And so where does the money for the bunker gear come from?
We're about to... Here on the 15th from 7 to 11, we're going to have a open house. We've never really had one here for our fire department. We had one to raise some money for Attica when the tornado went through there. We're going to have one here on the 15th, kind of an opening for this fire station since we've moved up here, and also to raise money for that bunker gear that we've purchased.
Okay, so you're asking for our help.
Yeah.
So that when you go fight a fire... You're protected. You're in the best position possible to do your job.
Correct. Yep.
And so the community needs to come forward and just participate in the pancake breakfast, buy some pancakes, come and say hi, say thanks, or maybe give a bigger donation?
Yes, it'll be free will donations. You can come all morning long. We're going to have pancakes and sausage and some stuff like that and drinks. We can... give you a tour of the fire station, the trucks, answer all the questions you might have.
Let the kids go through the trucks and everything, play on them, because they always seem to enjoy that.
Maybe make some future firefighters.
Yeah, hopefully do some recruiting.
It's fun to watch the kids on the fire truck.
Oh, they love it.
Yeah, they do.
They love it.
And then sometimes you break out a hose and let them
shoot
some water.
One of our mini pumper there, we can turn down the pressure real low to where little kids can handle it, you know, and they... squirt people, and it's a fun time.
People that know they're going to be squirting.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Maybe you never know.
So you're going to bring the little pumper out at the event?
Oh yeah, yeah. We always pull all the trucks out, and any kid that wants to go through them, they just ask, and we set them in there.
Yeah, and that's neat. See the big smiles on the kids' faces.
Oh yeah, yeah. And they like to put it on the gear too, and pretend like they're firefighters for a bit, take a picture.
And so we're talking 12 to 1500 for each set of bunker gear we need. And so how many do we need to pay for?
We got 15 sets.
15 sets. So how much money are you shooting for?
Any little bit
we can get to help. I mean, we don't have a goal per se. We're just looking for any assistance we can get.
So if you made a few thousand dollars, you'd be happy?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. We'd be thrilled.
Yep. Any help we can get from the surrounding people would definitely be a benefit.
All right, and so it's not just people that live in the Knoxville Township. They know they live in the township, but you're also helping people from beyond. Mm-hmm. And so really you'd love to have the entire county.
Absolutely.
Come
yep.
And help out a little bit.
Anybody's welcome.
Yeah, we help the city with their fires, and we go all over the county, like you said. So, yeah, anybody is welcome to come.
All right, and when is this again?
Saturday, the 15th of October from 7 to 11.
And get good pancakes and sausage. And who's contributing that?
The Lions Club's going to be doing the cooking of the pancakes, and then fire department members will be doing the sausage and getting everything else taken care of.
And the pancake breakfast's always a good one for a Saturday morning, isn't it?
You bet.
Somebody else cooking for you. Everybody's got to eat. Somebody else cooking for you. And a contribution to a good cause.
Yep.
Yeah, we'd really just like to see everybody in the area come out and eat some breakfast and look at all the trucks and enjoy spending the morning with us.
Thanks to Dude Williams and Jeff Jones for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the Radio Audio Media Player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.